going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, the reaction on the Jim Adler. Oh, sorry, Ben. Yeah, let's bump in with Casario. My bad. Because here's Nick Casario last night, his opening statement at his press conference.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. Feel really good about where we are. We went into the day, I'd say, honestly, we had three different scenarios. Trade up, stay 25 and pick, trade back. I mean, D'Amico and I have been talking about it basically for 2-3 days. Here are some different scenarios. Here are some possibilities. I don't want to say we talked to the whole league, but we probably talked to the whole league on every different level. So, you know, there are some players that we identified, some were out of reach. You know, some, you know, in the end, trades are a byproduct of teams willing to make a decision to move or not. So, you know, we fell at 25. You know, that was the best thing for us. Puts us in a pretty good spot. 2-2s, 3-3s, picked up another 3 next year. So, I mean, we'll deal with tomorrow. We think we're going to get some pretty good football players tomorrow. We felt like the value to draft was basically in the middle. So we'll try to take advantage of our opportunities here tomorrow. Put ourselves in a pretty good position next year as well. 1-2-2s, 2-3s, 2-4s. So, I mean, we've always talked about just creating as much flexibility and optionality for us as possible. And that's where we are. So, I mean, there's 2 more days of the draft that are left. We'll see how these next few days go. I'll try to, you know, make good, smart decisions tomorrow. Trust our process, trust our evaluations. And then once we get through the draft, kind of flip the page and kind of go to the next phase. So we're going to get good football players. D'Amico and I feel really good about tomorrow. You know, we'll kind of see what happens.
And tomorrow is today, obviously, on Friday. Here's where they're at, and we'll hear more from Nick in just a second. A lot of you reacting. We'll get to your reactions here on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. But just, Seth, to kind of summarize, net out where they are quantitatively with picks, I think is a good thing to do for people here as they wake up this morning. Texans trading out of the first round with the Giants. Their first pick today will be second overall on day two, the 34th overall pick. They've got, as of right now, subject to change, obviously. They've got 5 picks tonight, 2 in the second round, 3 in the third round. And next year, as Nick just pointed out, they've got their first round pick, and now they've got 2 seconds, 2 thirds, 2 fourths. They're going to have 5 picks in the top 100 as of right now next year, unless they use some of that capital to move around tonight.
You know? 5 picks makes it a lot of fun tonight. Yes. And over-under on how many picks the Texans make tonight is probably right there at 4.
Yeah, I'd say 3.5, 4. Yeah.
They're 3.5 maybe. Yeah. They're going to move up or back. Although I think just by them trading out of the 25th pick overall, there's a big mush of players right now that a lot of people thought that's where the real value in the draft would be. If you're upset about the draft just because the Rams totally just, the Rams got a boatload of value 1 pick later when they traded out with the Falcons. The Falcons are getting crushed for that.
Yeah.
The Falcons are getting Fs all over the place on the trade value.
Yeah.
So it makes it look like the Texans got bilked. The Texans did win that trade with the Giants by the trade value charts. So it was a good trade for the Texans. The Giants, you know, they're trading for a quarterback, so they tend to give up more if you're trading for a quarterback. But on the sum total of it all, a lot of how you're going to judge this trade in the future is whether the two offensive tackles taken after the Texans end up being really good offensive tackles.
Yep.
That's by and large, that's how people are going
to
look at it.
Josh Connerly went a few picks later. I forget to who. I don't have it in front of me. I know Josh Simmons went to the Chiefs because it probably means that Josh Simmons is going to wind up being a five-time Pro Bowler now. Because he went to the Chiefs with the 32nd pick.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of question marks about it. It was a really smart pick by the Chiefs because the Chiefs can sit and let him recover from his patellar tendon injury. Yeah. He's got maturity issues. Now, the Chiefs tend to be a great place to cultivate character issues more so than get rid of them.
Fair.
So, I mean, if you want to get arrested, the best place to go. Now, he doesn't have any criminal issues or anything. It's just people have cited maturity concerns. But he could develop into a guy with more hardcore concerns right there in Kansas City.
Yep.
So good job.
I think it's pretty clear that the Texans didn't have a grade on Josh Simmons like a lot of people that did mock drafts thought they might. Josh Simmons was getting mocked to the Texans left and right by draft experts, and he was on the board there at 25. They chose to trade out, and so now we'll see what happens.
Yeah, did you say where Josh Connerly went, or did you?
He went to Washington.
He went to Washington.
Oh, that's right, 29th. Yep, yeah. He went to the Commanders. Yep.
Which is notable because in a lot of ways, I do feel like there's some elements to his game in pass protection that remind me of Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
I think he has the potential for that. He's not as gifted as Laremy Tunsil.
Yep.
But I think he's more of a – I think he's got more of a blue-collar mentality. I think he needs to work at his run blocking, but he does look like he cares about run blocking.
Yeah.
So that's the one I thought there was a really good chance after Donovan Jackson went off the board that Josh Connerly was going to be the pick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the Texans were going to be interested in Josh Simmons
me
at
too.
25 just because of the injury issues and the reported, you know, potential lack of maturity
issues.
Yeah. So that's the one. Connerly would be really interesting to watch and develop.
Yeah, for sure.
But other than that, the guys that went, you know, Tyreek Williams goes to the Lions, defensive tackle. So that's potentially somebody the Texans might have drafted.
Yeah.
But everybody else was safeties, cornerback, linebacker.
Yep.
There's not as much. You know, I don't think the Texans really were eager for those positions as much.
Yeah, I think if people are waking up this morning and they're upset with the Texans moving out of the first round, the sense I get, and I'm feeling some of this as well because you guys know Matthew Golden was the guy I wanted, that you got so close to getting Matthew Golden. I would have loved to have known if teams were willing, you know, if the Packers would have been willing to move, they're the team that picked Matthew Golden, what would have been the price to trade there? What were other teams asking for from the Texans? Obviously, if the Texans were talking to teams in that 18 to 22 range about Golden,
yeah.
We don't even know if the Texans loved Matthew Golden enough to take him there. We don't know what evaluation was.
Well, this is what's clear is, this is the thing that annoys me some is when people say somebody, a GM failed, couldn't pull off the trade up. Look, any GM on earth can pull off trading up. Look at what the Falcons did. The Falcons pulled off an idiotically valued trade to trade up with the Rams.
Look at the magnificent Gladstone last night.
Right, which I give the magnificent Gladstone credit for cojones.
Yeah.
He gets cojones credit.
Yeah.
Much in the same way that, hey man, the Texans really, really stretched and reached to trade up for Will Anderson.
Correct.
It was one of the most aggressive non-quarterback trades in NFL history.
Yes.
And it worked out for him.
Yep.
So, likewise, I can't fault anybody that looked at Travis Hunter and said, oh, this guy, he's a unicorn.
Right.
I'm going to go get him.
Absolutely. I think it's back to the Texan fan thing. For me, it's the Golden thing. I think for a lot of Texan fans, Seth, the sense I got was, hey, these offensive linemen are starting to fly off the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you start to get into the teens where Zaball was picked and you had Donovan Jackson go right before. Casario was asked about that. What were you thinking as Kelvin Banks and Tyler Booker, these guys are coming off the board in this run on your biggest position of need is starting?
Yeah, I don't think there was really a consensus on a lot of grades. I mean, honest to God, if you look at some of these mocks, like where some of the guys were mocked and where they went, it wasn't even close. So, which again, like players come off the board when they come off the board. So it's all we can do is go through our information, try to figure out like where we think the best spot for us to take that player. So again, we made multiple calls, I would say picking a lot higher than where we were. So teams aren't interested. They're not interested. Nothing we can do about it.
Okay, one more from Nick here. When did trading become a reality in this draft?
Yeah, probably like way before we probably were picking. So, I mean, we were kind of looking, let's say, in the upper teens there a little bit. You know, there were some opportunities. We could kind of move. All right, what are the teams going to do? So we were talking about it. It wasn't like wait until 25 and all of a sudden, like, I mean, at one point I think we had three or four trades, like, potentially on the board before we got to 25. And then when we got to 25, we still had a couple scenarios. Some teams were looking at some situations. So You know, we took what we felt was the best offer and what the best decision for us was at that time. So we made the move.
Upper teens, the 18th pick, the Seahawks select guard Gray Zabel. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. If you're looking at, if you know, what most people were projecting or most Texans fans were hoping for, a wide receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Receiver or an offensive lineman, that's when you're looking at the board and, hey, Gray Zabel's still out there. Emeka Ogbuka is still out there. Matthew Golden is still out there. Donovan Jackson is out there. But the math doesn't quite add up that one of those guys is going to slide to us. Let's start doing some work. If Gray Zabel is gone, then we can get Ogbuka, or we can get, you know, even Derek Harmon. I wouldn't have been ultra surprised, the defensive tackle, if Derek Harmon had gotten drafted by the Texans, but like, he's gone too. So yeah. I think that Gray Zabel pick might have been when they really started feeling like, all right, this the guys that we have really, that we'd be really comfortable with drafting at 25, the math doesn't add up now. Let's try to get a move up.
Yep. So the Texans move back out of the first round into the second round. So Nick Caserio was asked this last night, because they're, you know, anytime you're making that trade, they're weighing, okay, we have some guys we have an evaluation on that are worth the 25th pick. Are they worth more than these two extra third round picks surplus that we're getting for moving back nine spots? Might they still be there? Are any of the guys, Nick, that you were looking at possibly drafting at 25 still sitting on the board here tonight at 34?
Good question. Actually, one of the players that we were talking about is actually still on the board. Yeah, so it's a good question. So whether or not we actually pick the player, like, we'll see if that actually happens.
That was his forthcoming, especially on something where, that's not showing your cards necessarily, but
right.
That's more information than you normally get. Not even just from Nick. I mean, out of a GM that's, you know, trying to play things close to the vest, that there is. Who do you think the one guy is, Seth? You got your best available in front of you?
There's a part of me that I wonder where there's part of it where, you know, I think when Nick says that they don't draft for need or by position or whatever, that's, you tweak that always a little bit based on one thing Nick talked about last night. What's this guy's role going to be?
Yeah.
And I just wonder with Travion Henderson,
the
running back out of Ohio State, man.
So
I wonder
fun.
If they're looking there and they're like, well, he doesn't quite have the role that we'd envision right now because Joe Mixon exists. But man, we sure do think he's worth drafting number 25 overall.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing about, you know, and again, we don't draft for need; we draft the best player available. I'm just using ESPN's draft tracker and the best available on here. The first several guys that are the best available are at positions where I would be like, why are we? Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan, is the first guy on here. Then you got Mike Green, an edge guy. You got Nick Emmanuori, the freak safety out of South Carolina. Yeah. You got the Donovan Izuaraku, however you pronounce his name, out of BC. He's an edge. Darius Alexander from Toledo is probably the first one where you can even kind of meld your brain into thinking, okay, he's a D tackle. D'Amico loves D tackles. He's fifth on the board. And then, yes, Travion Henderson, a cornerback from East Carolina, Siobhan Revell, who I think the Texans had in for a visit. Then Shadur is still sitting there. We haven't even talked about Shadur Sanders yet. We'll get into that in headlines. Tight end from Miami. There's not a lot. There's, point being, you don't get to an O lineman or a receiver until you get to 11th on the best available on ESPN's chart, at least. And that would be Jaden Higgins, the wide receiver out of Iowa State.
Yeah, and I think that's where teams kind of tweak their boards based on, like what their needs and like what Nick says, what the role for that player will be. Mm-hmm. So they may have gotten to the point where they're looking at their board and how it looks. And man, we've got a boatload of guys here that we feel pretty good about at the top half of the second round. And maybe it becomes a little bit less of just that it's a guy that you're going to plug in immediately, whatever it might be. The fact that Nick said that one of the guys they really liked is still there, that they would have graded as, okay, this would make sense at least, that makes the Browns pick fascinating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hope that Shedeur Sanders gets drafted by the Browns, one, because then the broadcasts will stop talking nonstop about Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, they will be during the Texans.
Yeah.
You will get zero. I predict this. If Shedeur Sanders goes first tonight, there will be zero conversation about the Texans pick because everybody's going to be talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Poor Owen Daniels is not going to get his flowers on TV.
Yeah.
Owen Daniels is announcing one of the Texans picks tonight. Hopefully not that one, because you're right. It'll get buried underneath Shedeur Sanders. Couple texts real quick. I want to read these. Keep sending them in. We're going to sprinkle. We got a long segment coming up at 7 o'clock to get y'all's opinions in on this. But just to illustrate, Seth, the dichotomy here, these are back-to-back texts. First one, I'm not surprised. Ocho, noted Matthew Golden lover. Y'all can try to find logic in this, but Nick effed up, period. That's from Ocho. Next text. People mad at Nick Caserio are crazy. There's no trade machine that lets you just jump up 15 or 10 spots to go get a guy. SMH. Yeah, yeah, it does. It takes two to tango, you know.
Listen,
you can trade for anybody. It's what do you want to give up to trade for?
Listen, Ocho, you know, you and I are just different. I don't fall in love with these hoes, you know? I just, look, man, you want to be desperate? You want to roll over your 401k for some hoe?
Yeah.
Nah, they're all dumb rookies, okay? I like Matthew Golden a lot, and I was enticed by him. But I ain't going to fall in love with these hoes.
No.
Okay? All right.
I liked his vibe. His suit was awesome.
Dude, that suit is an all-pro suit.
Yeah,
I know,
suit.
Honestly. Matthew Golden, that hurt.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden hurt.
Yeah.
All those multiple guys went that I would have been excited about. Matthew Golden hurt already. And the fact that he started to slide, you start to look at like, oh boy, the Texans will have options, and it might actually be Matthew Golden.
Yeah.
And then he walks out in that suit.
Then
man, he's gonna be the rookie of the year.
The way that Murphy, the president of the Packers, announced the pick too, where he said with the 23rd pick for the first time since 2002. And I'm like, no. He goes, a wide receiver gets dropped. I'm like, just say it and rip the Band-Aid off, please.
Direct shot at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's true.
Rodgers had a justifiable issue with the Packers never drafting a wide receiver in the first round. That was just a justifiable issue that Rodgers had. I felt like that was rubbing salt in the wound a little bit.
All right, we're all over this today here, not just our show. Keep it tuned to Sports
Radio
60.
We're all over the place.
We are all over the place, and we're all over the draft. Headlines, and this will be an all-draft version of headlines, I promise you, coming up here, because there were no Rockets and no Astros last night. But we'll lay out what they got on the table for this weekend. And the big doings in the draft, non-Texans, we'll get into in headlines coming up next.